Hi, my name is Vanessa O'Grady, and I'm here at Northeast Tulsa Community College campus in Tulsa, Oklahoma, interviewing Aura Halosh. I am a student at TCC, and Aura is an ESL English as a second language at TCC. And my classmate, Allie, is also here with us, and she will be taking notes on the interview. Today's date is February 19, 2019. Thank you for agreeing to talk with us today.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
We are currently evaluating the ESL students and want to learn about our students. So today, we would like to ask you some questions about your journey leading up to becoming an ESL student at TCC.
Okay.
Your feedback today will be instrumental in helping us improve the understanding of TCC ESL students. Our interview will last about 20 to 45 minutes. The recording will be used to help with our notes taking, and I would like to take the time to start from the very beginning, if that's okay with you.
Yep, sure.
My first question is, I would like to know your birthday.
April 1st, April Fool's actually, 1995.
Nice, I was born in 1995, and my daughter's birthday is in April. That's cool. Really awesome.
Yeah.
Second, I wanted to ask what country you're from.
I'm from Jordan.
From Jordan. And what is the name of the city that you lived in when you were in Jordan?
Erbit. Or in other words, they call it Arbela.
Arbela.
Yeah. Some Greek name. Old name.
Nice. Can you tell me a little bit more about Jordan?
It's a small country and has a lot of like different places where like a lot of mountains and a lot of land, and we don't have seas a lot, maybe only one sea, and we have a Dead Sea. It's called the Dead Sea.
Nice.
Have you ever heard of it?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's really nice. It's a really nice country. Like I love it. I miss it. It's been about like maybe 2015 last time I went there. So yeah, it's been a while, about 4 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. I love the mountains. And I've heard it's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. My city, it's not on the mountains. It's like just straight land. Nothing. No mountains. Nothing. But yeah, it's all small. Like you can go from the north to the east in maybe 7 hours driving.
Wow.
All the country. Yeah.
That is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
What was your classroom culture like in Jordan?
The classroom culture? What do you mean?
Like the different types of education. Like, did you guys have schools like we have here in the U.S. where students would come to learn different education?
Yeah, kind of. But I only went to like high school in Jordan, like the high school and the middle school and all that. But I didn't go to college there. So yes. I was like younger than 18. So, yeah, I think in universities, they teach some other languages. We have students coming from a lot of countries in Asia to learn Arabic and to learn, like, some other stuff from different countries. And we have a lot of international students, yeah.
Nice.
Especially from the countries around us, like our neighbors, Saudi Arabia, all the Gulf countries, Egypt, these countries, they come to study in Jordan.
Nice. So are all, like, the different grades, are they all in one school combined, or are they all different, or how does that work?
No, usually it's in one school. Like, if it's a big university, you know, the universities in Jordan, one of the best in the Middle East, so the teaching process and all that. So they have a lot of students coming from all over the world and the Arabic, like, area and the Middle East to study there.
Are women allowed to get an education in Jordan?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Neat. Did you work in your home country?
Not really. I was young a little bit. Yeah. Maybe just a few jobs, you know, something, but not real job, no.
What is, like, the work culture like over there? Like, what kind of jobs do they have?
Most like everything like here. Jordan, in the country, it was like, it's a new country, kind of, you know, the independence day just in the 50s. So it used to be one of the British countries, like, they control it. So most likely our culture is very similar to the British cultures. You know, we have all the kind of jobs like here.
Nice. Thank you for that. Do you have any family that's here in the United States?
Yeah, I have my uncle and my aunt and her husband and my uncle's wife, and they're all in Pennsylvania.
All in Pennsylvania. Yeah. I have family in Pennsylvania as well.
Yeah.
How long have they been here?
For a long time. Actually, my uncle probably about in the 80s.
Wow.
Yeah, my aunt's in the 90s, something like that.
Nice.
When did you come to the United States?
I came like in two separate times. The first time I came when I was 5 years old in 2000. And I stayed for a year and a half. And then I came back in 2013. And I've been here since 2013.
Now. How do you like it so far?
Perfect.
You like it?
Yeah.
Was the TCC program for ESL students helpful for you? And in which ways can the program be improved?
It's my first semester here, so I just started like 2 weeks ago. I'm not sure like yet. I don't have a lot of experience with it yet, but it's good. It's helpful.
What changes can be made at the campus to better promote ESL students that you feel could be more helpful for you? Was it hard getting set up to be an ESL student?
No. Everything was easy.
Pretty easy.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything on my mind right now.
Do you know if there was any work fairs or anything provided for these students, like resources to help them get into the program?
Some like what?
Like for instance, we'll have work fairs where you can go and you can learn about different options to take on a certain path, like whether you're becoming an ESL student or I'm an ASL student, so for like ASL, you can go and you can learn different jobs that you could take in the direction to get to where you need to be for as an ESL student or as an ASL student?
Not sure yet, because this program is like a mandatory program. So okay. We didn't go like after I finish, maybe that's going to happen if I want to go continue like my degree in DC. I think that's going to happen, but till now, no.
Okay, that makes sense. Do they give you any options to go, just because I think it's really important to have, like, a healthy mind, and becoming a student of any kind, there's a lot of anxiety to it. Do you know if there's anywhere to go to get the health that your mind needs, or for someone to just talk to, like, an academic advisor? Like, do you guys have that for your program?
No, I don't know, but I got an email 2 days ago from the academic advisor.
Yeah.
I didn't respond yet, but yeah, I didn't contact anyone yet, no.
That's good that they're reaching out for you then.
Yeah.
That's good. Why did you choose TCC campus to do your studies?
Because I was already in Tulsa, so I was looking for something in the area.
Something
and I
convenient.
Found TC, yeah, and then I just decided to come here.
Nice. I want to understand what you've had to achieve to be where you're at today.
What do you mean?
Like, what kind of direction did you have to take to be able to come into the ESL program, and what kind of education did you push upon yourself to be more successful and to be as successful as what you are today?
I don't think I understand the question very well.
That's okay. For instance, like, something that I've done is, well, with my program, I'm in a lot of hours, so I've had to dedicate extra hours to studying and maybe pick up books from the library I wouldn't normally pick up, and kind of push myself in a direction I normally wouldn't be comfortable with.
Yeah, I think I get your question, but I don't know, like, it's kind of, my situation is a little bit different, you know, being here and taking ESL right now, and because I already took ESL 4.
Okay.
In Pennsylvania.
In Pennsylvania.
Yeah. And then I was in other, like, major for a while, and I did other stuff, and then I came back here, and then I had to take a test. And it's a TOEFL test, English test.
Okay.
So that was like the outcome. If I pass the test, I start in TC, like starting with my major direct. If I don't pass the test, I can take it again or I can take ESL classes.
I've heard the test is hard.
The test was so hard. So I thought if I take it again, I might not really pass. So I decided to take the ESL classes. And this is my first semester and it's my last semester as well. So I'm just going to finish this semester and then move to the college. After that.
So you've been in class for 2 weeks, you said?
Yeah, we started February 28th. It's been like 2 or 3 weeks, something like that.
Do you feel like it's been helpful and beneficial?
Yeah, it is.
Nice. Mm. Okay, I kind of got off a little bit here, but we'll see what else I have. What do you think someone that has not had this experience might not know?
A lot of things. Maybe the cultures. You meet a lot of people here from all over the world. Someone who is not in ESL classes, they might not meet as much people, like, and be able to talk to them and see their countries and understand what they're saying and a lot of stuff. So this is like something you only can face maybe in ESL classes.
That's really interesting you say that. Like, just the diversity of students is so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting to know people's culture and understanding that there's so much more in this world. Let's see. What was your favorite memory throughout your journey?
My journey where? Here?
Yes.
In DC?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's been just a few weeks at nothing yet.
What about just being here in the United States? Like, have you got to go fishing or go see some of the cool places in Tulsa?
No, I didn't go fishing. Not really in Tulsa. I've just only been here for maybe 6 months now, and I always go out, like, to Texas and Chicago and other states and cities. But I mean I like it. I like it so far. I went to Oklahoma City a few times. Where else? Yeah, most likely Tulsa, Oklahoma City. That's the only two places I've been in Oklahoma.
I've never actually been to Chicago, but I am was born in Norman over by Oklahoma City.
Okay.
It'd be interesting to visit there someday.
Yeah.
What is one useful tip you'd give someone who is about to go through the same challenges as you?
To just focus and be determined about, you know, especially like in students in ESL who they really want to learn English, to try to use the language as much as they can out of the school, not only to pass or get high grades. That doesn't help that much. They need to, first thing, stop talking in their own language, like in their first language. They should just speak in English for maybe, I would say, their first year. That's going to help a lot. And try to make a lot of friends who speak English or their English like it's their first language. And I think that's the biggest thing. That's my advice for them.
So what is your first language?
Arabic.
Arabic. Okay, yeah. That's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. Is it harder like to remember the Arabic the more you learn the English?
No. Because I already came here like when I was 18 the last second time, so I already got the Arabic, all of it. So it's impossible to forget it now.
That's awesome.
I still use it, you know, I talk more to my family a lot, I have friends who speak Arabic, of course, yeah.
Beautiful. Were there any bad experiences you had throughout your journey of being here and getting into the program?
No, nothing that I can think of, no.
Nope, that's good. What would you have done differently?
Maybe studied harder for the TOEFL test, so I could have passed. Yeah.
I keep on telling myself about when I go take my test, I should study harder. And it kind of just sneaks up on you.
Yeah.
So I would also like to know, would you keep your first language as your primary language, or would you change it if you had the opportunity?
No, I would keep it first language.
That's good.
I like my language, actually.
So I'm kind of getting into like some articles that I read about Jordan that I just thought was kind of interesting, and I wanted to know a little bit more about. You may or may not know anything about. But if you don't, that's okay.
Okay.
So in the article, Jordan, which gives insight on ISIS and Jordan and the impact it had on families leading up to me asking if ISIS had an impact on you and how.
No, not really. We in Jordan, like between like all the countries around us, was the safest country, maybe the only country that wasn't affected by ISIS.
Okay.
We'd only, like, the only effect maybe because we accept a lot of refugees from the countries who got affected from Syria and Iraq, Palestine. So we get a lot of refugees, and that might affect a little bit the country, maybe economically, you know, reduce the economy and stuff. But not really, not in safe issues or nothing like that, no.
You also got refugees from Lebanon, right?
Yeah, and Lebanon as well. Yeah, we get refugees from all over the countries around us. Yeah.
It's interesting you say economically had kind of an impact on Jordan, mm-hmm. Which is also something I was reading about with the United States Agency for International Development declared. There's an issue with water supply in Jordan. Do you know anything about it?
No, I have no idea.
Okay. You already kind of answered that one, so I'm going to skip that. what was it like? Just skip that one too. Do you feel that men and women were treated equally? If not, how has this affected you?
Do I think they should, or do I think they are already treated equally?
How did you feel about it?
Yeah, I think they should be treated equally, men and women. They're the same, they can do the same stuff, and they should.
Where you were at in Jordan, did a lot of people feel that same way, or was it kind of separate, they felt differently, like women?
Yeah, some people like this, some people like that, you know, some people still have the mind that women cannot do anything, they can't work at any fields, they can't do everything, but no, a lot of people now, these days, they feel like equally.
Nice. I also had read that there are camps in Turkey, Lebanon, and Jordan full of refugees, which we kind of discussed on. Did you ever see these camps in person or know someone from a camp?
No, not really. I've never been. Since, like, everything happened in Syria, I was already here, so I missed all these events.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, I bet you're pretty grateful for that, huh? what is the marketing system like in Jordan?
The marketing system?
Yeah, for instance, like grocery stores or just shops that you can go and buy like souvenirs or gadgets.
Like you mean for advertising or for like normal people just to buy stuff?
Both like commercial or just if someone needed to go down and get a loaf of bread or needed something for at home.
We have like two types. We have some places where it's very like traditional and old style, kinda, where you find fruits and veggies in the streets and people yelling to sell their stuff and a lot of fresh markets and kind of cheaper, but a lot of people go there. And we have also the other places where you can just go to a normal mall or grocery shop and buy everything from just a store like this.
So the people that you would go to buy those goods, like you say that they like they would have a little spot and you can go and like were they farmers? Did they yield their own crops?
Kinda. Yeah, most of
Nice.
them they're like farmers. They get their own stuff.
Okay.
They have a place to meet. They go there. Everybody like just show their stuff and. They don't have actual stores, you know, they put it on the street or on stuff like their back of their cars or trucks, stuff like that, and they start just selling, and a lot of people go there to get like so fresh stuff, you
Yeah, that's awesome.
know.
I wish there was more people that would do that here. It used to be such a big thing, and I go to the market a lot. It's not there's not as much, and it's hard to find. More people are just going to the store, and I actually have my own garden, so like
Oh,
I like
that's
fresh
cool.
food. What kind of food did you eat in Jordan compared to here?
Most likely, like all of the Arabic food. We have that most famous meal in Jordan. It's called mansaf. Mansaf.
Mitzvah.
Yeah,
mitzvah.
it's MANSAF. It's usually like a rice and yogurt. But not a normal yogurt. It's like boiled yogurt with some add-on stuff on it and meat and a lot of nuts on it and stuff like that. But we don't have that here. Shawarma, if you heard of it, falafel, all of these stuff. Yeah, we have a lot of things, a lot of different food.
Do you miss that meal?
Oh yeah, I miss all of it.
I bet it'd just bring you home if you
Oh,
could. Oh,
so
makes me
good.
hungry. Let's see. Was that your favorite meal?
Yeah.
It was. That's awesome. What's your favorite meal here?
Actually, I just like Italian food here. I eat a lot of pasta, pizza. That's my favorite, actually.
Nice. Yeah, we have quite a few Italian shops here. It's pretty good. Well, it's time to end. And I would like to thank you for talking here with us again today. Is there anything else you would like to just add or tell us about before we close? We have a little bit more time.
No, thank you.
Awesome. You have any follow-up questions, Allie?
No, it was really nice to meet you, and thank you
Nice to
for
meet
joining
you
us. Everything that you did, you gave us a lot of feedback, and that was really
too.
nice.
Yes, it was.
Thank you.